This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Focus on you and what's going on in your life and what you're thinking. Okay, can we do that? Let us try. This is the DJV program, trying every day and in some circumstances all day. The good thing about technology today is you can go in this circumstance to djvshow.com anytime during the day, and you can push there, just hit the listen button and listen to the day's program. You can get the podcast there as well. And it's a great way of keeping up. If you like what we do, then you can find us any time of the day or night. DJVshow.com. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, a lot of things that are going on today. And Victoria and Kara and I will try to bring you up to date on. Jennifer's off this week in Hawaii, having a wonderful time. We all desire to go. I think Hawaii is probably the most beautiful spot on the planet, in my experience, and I've been fortunate, knock on wood, to visit about 40 different countries and every one of the states in our country, and there's nothing I've enjoyed more than the time I've spent in Hawaii. So if you've ever had a desire and you thought, I wonder if I can do that, I wonder if I like it, believe me, you'll...
It's amazing. You'll find, it's gorgeous.
There's nothing not to like. So anyway, a desire to accomplish something, go somewhere, make it a possibility for you. If you have a strong, burning desire, I think like with my friends in thought, thoughts are things, you can figure out it, how to do it, and you can do it. So I guess what you need to do is figure out what you really want. And Victoria, since she was a young girl hearing about me on the radio, thought, I want to be on the radio with that guy. And she worked at it for years and years and years, and finally she got her wish, and she's with us to update us on concussions. There's a lot of discussion. This is one of, I don't want to say my favorite topics, but I take pride in the fact that I brought this discussion to the national stage along, well, quite a while ago, 2012, when I started talking about it, and I found out about it through my friends at Seriscan out in Denver, that do all of the work for the NFL and for the United States government when it comes to testing the minds of people who have had concussions, who have had problems going into dementia, Alzheimer's, all that sort of thing. And certainly troops are at a higher risk of having problems if you're in active duty, and certainly people playing football or some of these other active sports. So what are you finding in the latest info here on this, Victoria?
Well, this story is so made for you. The Concussion Legacy Foundation is making a lot of waves online. They released a brand new commercial or public service announcement. They released it onto YouTube, and in it, it compares letting little kids play tackle football to taking up smoking.
Yeah.
And this is, it's, when you watch it, it's an eye opener. And so the group shared the video with the caption, quote, tackle football is like smoking. The longer you do it, the greater the danger. If you are a parent, we strongly recommend you delay enrolling your child in tackle football until the age of 14. So they say, according to the Concussion Legacy Foundation, kids who begin playing football at age 5 versus 14 are 10 times more likely to get CTE later in life. Now that's just right there. That is really just an eye-opening stat.
Well,
according to
if you dig around in the stats that are presented here, concussions in high school sports, football, that sort of thing, football practice concussions, recurring concussions,
mm-hmm.
not only with football but across many sports, have, because parents are paying more attention, the actual number is going down, but the severity of the play is based on what the NFL encourages their players to do. Kids just see that, and that's how they want to play. They think that's it.
Yeah,
and so that
and all those
really
NFL players, it's very rare that that the NFL players haven't been playing since peewees, and peewees start at 5 and 6 years old, and they look like cute little drunk midgets running around banging into each other, and everybody thinks, oh, it's so cute. No, they're barely even hitting each other, and it's not, you know, they're not moving too, they're fast enough to do damage. I hear this all the time, and that's absolutely not true. According to a 2017 study from Boston University, kids who play tackle football before the age of 12 also had an increased risk of problems with behavioral regulation, apathy, and executive function. They were also 3 times more likely to have clinically elevated depression scores. And it's just, it's, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. I know a lot of parents are keeping their kids from playing tackle football, but it's not enough.
Well, it's ice hockey, it's cheerleading. Those are among the sports that have the most concussion occurrences.
My cousin was a competitive cheerleader. She was in the hospital more times than I can even count.
Yeah.
With injuries and all kinds of stuff.
So
that's
not just
no joke either.
Football.
But the head-to-head in football, though, head-to-head in soccer is also, it doesn't happen all the time. It can happen. But taking headers, if you're a soccer player, that's a huge mistake. Kids should not be allowed to take headers.
No.
And, you know, and cheerleaders are usually
at
falling.
40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And remember, the spine or the upper cervical area that holds your head onto your body is the size of a quarter. That's it. So you get hit in the head, it bothers Jack Stockwell, the Nuka chiropractor who's on the Good Day Health program and on this show with regularity, has been very critical. And he actually gave me some of the information that I used when I went public with this back in 2012. It is very, very, very dangerous. And I say to you, if you're a parent of a child and you let them play or encourage them to play football, wrestling, soccer, basketball, hockey, any of these things, you're a bad parent. You are.
Well, those were the sports that were studied, but those weren't the ones. Yeah, boys football was number one.
Girls soccer
was number two. No, but those are all just the studies. All those sports don't have high concussion rates. Those were the sports that they studied. They studied 12 or 20 different high school sports. And so the three worst ones were boys football, girls soccer, and boys ice hockey. Not surprise. I mean, there's no surprise there at all. Swimming and other things that they studied, wrestling, those really were very minimal. Track and field.
The National High School Sports Related Injury Surveillance Study has added to the info that you've brought up, and it puts all of these other sports. And I remember when Brendan was playing basketball, he was a very good basketball player in high school, and he fell down, broke both of his ankles because the guy pushed him off board, and he went into the chairs. They were on the side of the thing. You know, he was. What do they call it? When you're in basketball, the guard, and I forget what it is, what the move is, but I know that it caused him. He had three concussions. I was talking about this at his wedding the other night. We were, you know, as we went through all of the things the bride's folks were going through, what Sophie was like as a kid growing up, and I was talking about, Megan and I both talked about Brendan growing up, and I talked about the time that he broke both of his wrist playing basketball. he didn't get along. Surprise, surprise. Brendan didn't get along with the authority that in that case was a basketball coach. The coach told him he didn't want him to take three-pointers from outside. And Brendan was always, he practiced and wanted to do that. And the coach told him not to, but he did it anyway. And he never lost. He never missed a basket with a three-pointer. Never.
Wow.
So, anyway, but you get roughed around. As I said, he broke both of his wrists getting pushed out of bounds and falling over chairs.
Well, that kind of stuff, I think, happens a lot, You see basketball players take a dive every once in a while.
Right.
But this study is really pretty crazy. 800,000 traumatic brain injury-related emergency room visits happen every year in the U.S. Like, that's nuts. That's absolutely nuts.
The study found that across all these sports that you're talking about, and you're right, football, girls soccer, boys ice hockey, yep, and the numbers that go with it, 10.4 concussions per 10,000 athlete exposures in football, soccer, 8.19 per 10,000 exposures in hockey, 7.69 with 10,000 athletic exposures. 63% of the concussions occurred during competition in all sports. Only one sport had a concussion rate higher in practice, and that was cheerleading, as you said. So there is a pretty damning focus for those of you who are parents trying to figure out what kind of... And this is in an age, you know, the thing that bothers me about all this stuff, feeling badly that they can't find a way to encourage kids, because I think we need to encourage children to be athletic or to be physical.
Yes, get out of the basement.
Right. Get away from those damn devices and do something with your body. So that's the kind of up in the air sort of thing. 16 after, almost 17 past.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
The Geek Out. Last year, we covered the release of Bose's new Sleep Buds, an interesting new product, tiny in-ear buds you wear while sleeping that shut out the outside noise and use preloaded soothing sounds to create an audio environment in the sleeper's head. The problem is the device was plagued with battery life problems and a litany of user complaints. Last week, Bose took the unusual step of discontinuing the Sleep Buds and offering full refunds to anybody who bought them. This is not a recall. If you have a pair and you're happy, keep them. They're safe to use, but any user who was fed up with the battery issue can return them and get their $250 back. We've posted a link about Bose's Sleep Bud refund on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for detail.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There's a very interesting story floating around about a NASA scientist who says they found life on Mars back in the 70s. Hello, Gilbert Levin, principal investigator on a NASA experiment that sent the Viking lander to Mars in 1976, published an article in Scientific American Journal arguing the experiment's positive results were proof of life on the red planet. What do you think of that? It was called Labeled Release. That was the experiment. It was designed to test Martian soil for organic matter. Seemed we had answered the ultimate question. There is life on Mars. Somebody tell that to Matt Damon before we see the next repeat of The Martian. Will you do that? You know, like that movie?
I like that movie.
It was a good movie. Absolutely. It's a great movie. Interesting news, though, don't you think? It's 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
That Carrie Underwood has nothing on me. Let's see. Are your ears okay? Girls, you're all right? Okay.
Sorry, what did you say?
We're a little tapped.
Okay. That's Carrie Underwood with See You Again. The Stagecoach Country Music Festival returning for the 14th year next April at the Polo Fields in Indio, California, just outside of Palm Springs. Thomas Rhett has secured his first headline slot, opening the festivities on Friday night. And then there's Stagecoach veteran Carrie Underwood, who closes things on Saturday. Eric Church rounds out the weekend on Sunday, his third headliner set at this massive festival, big weekend. Shattering our all-time attendance record in 2019 only made our team work harder and dive deeper to deliver more to our fans this year, say the people that have put this festival together. This next year's lineup features a heavy dose of modern-day country. Brett Young, Dan and Shay, Justin Lynch, Midland, John Pardee, Morgan Wallen, along with stars like Alan Jackson and Tanya Tucker and Shenandoah. Brian Adams is going to be on hand to celebrate 50 years since the magical summer of 69. The song was released back in 1984. ZZ Top returns to the stage after being at the Palomino stage in 2015. It couldn't be a country festival without the smash hit of the summer, Old Town Road. Lil Nas X. How am I doing with that, Karen?
Fine.
Billy Ray Cyrus hit the stage on Friday, performed a song that spent 19 weeks at the top of the charts. Festival passes go on sale this Friday at 11 o'clock Pacific time. That's pretty interesting. You can go to stagecoachfestival.com to check it all out, okay? Stagecoachfestival.com. Who's this?
Midland.
Is this Mr. Lonely?
Yes.
Really? Crank it up for
some. I like these guys.
I don't remember ever hearing them before. Have I heard them and I just don't remember?
Yeah, we played one of their songs on here. It was a new song and you liked it.
I like it now. I like this. On a Saturday night when you're lonely, lying in the dark.
I'm a number that you know my broken heart. No, this is the kind of country music I want to hear if I step into
yes,
a dive bar.
This is real, but it's for me,
you know,
because the first job I had in radio back in the mid-60s was as a country jock. And this brings me back to that era, this sound. You're right, I think, Victoria. Jennifer, if she were here, would say she probably likes it too, prefers it. Another country great, George Strait, making history. He's the first artist to tally 100 entries on the country airplay charts. The weight of the badge arrives on the tally at number 56. He's out with that now. Strait's history on country airplay goes back to January 1990 when it became the first Billboard chart, the country chart, powered by electronically monitored data from Arbitron and Nielsen and that bunch that measure all that crap. Strait had become an established superstar, though, by then. First appeared in Billboard survey back in 1981, in fact. The weight of the badge, written by him and his son Bubba, is a tip of the hat to police. The ballad is the second single from Strait's album Honky Tonk Time Machine, which arrived as his record-setting 27th number one on the top country album chart back in April. His 100 country airplay appearances include 61 top tens, also a record. His 26 number ones rank him third with Alan Jackson and Blake Shelton. Kenny Chesney leads all artists with 30 number ones, followed by Tim McGraw. He's got to 29. So that's the country.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic presidential debate in the books. Last night, 12 candidates were on a stage in Ohio. Here are a few highlights from correspondent Wendy King.
The first question was about impeachment. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
This is about Donald Trump, but understand, it's about the next president and the next president and the next president and the future of this country.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The idea that we have a president of the United States who is prepared to hold back national security money to one of our allies in order to get dirt on a presidential candidate is beyond comprehension.
As a Turkish invasion of northern Syria continues, Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are heading to Turkey today. They're hoping to meet with the Turkish president tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now 34 at the hour. This is another page in the DJV show, the Report to the Nation for today, with Victoria Keelan doing reporting, Kara Schillen doing some reporting. Mostly we're doing our analysis paralysis. It's a little too much sometimes, analysis, but it's kind of fun, isn't it, to make a living talking about things in an intelligent, articulate way. And you can find that show over on the next radio station. No, that's not true at all. A lot of big stuff going on here. I thought it was interesting, Victoria, that the lady who's married to Mitch McConnell, who was the Secretary of Transport, is she still Secretary? She's been a couple of cabinet secretaries.
She's the Transportation Secretary of Kentucky, right? Of the state?
No. She was a Transportation Secretary, a Federal Transportation Secretary. I'm trying to remember whether
that
she's
still...
That
seems like a conflict of interest. And being married to Mitch McConnell?
No, there's all kinds of... You see that... Are you kidding? Conflict of interest in Washington? That's the definition of Washington. Conflict of interest. They're all full of conflicts of interest. Good God. Anyway... there are a number of people who are upset or concerned about her disproportionate number of meetings with officials in Kentucky when she was down there working on things. Apparently, there is some troubling information that suggests she played favorites with some of her constituents.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm remembering.
To benefit McConnell or McConnell, the family's benefiting. You know, this is what politics is all about. Not that it's right, but
no,
she's certainly not alone.
No,
but this stuff.
That's right. I remember. Okay, so what I had read about this, and this kind of started at the beginning of this year. This has been 8 or 9
it's been
months
floating
now.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah. So she, what they said that I guess what the investigation is, the House Oversight and Reform Committee is looking into this. That she used her role in the Trump administration to boost Foremost Group, which is a shipping company that her father founded. And she initially didn't divest from the stock. In the it's a major construction company, which she was supposed to. So that was one. The other thing was, in Kentucky, you know, that we haven't been able to get a federal infrastructure bill together. No one can get together on that. But yet Kentucky got like $80 billion approved for their own infrastructure with Mitch McConnell being.
Come on, you're kidding.
And it's her brother, and it's Mitch McConnell's brother-in-law who apparently is the major the major company
really?
That's going to be doing the infrastructure. Yeah.
Oh
that's,
my God.
There's
going to
be there's a whole
that.
Lot. But you know what? Here's the good news. Kara and I were just talking about this off the air. None of us are fans of Mitch McConnell's here, and the woman who's running against him, I got an email this morning, a news update, and he's got 47% of the vote, and the woman challenging him has 46% now. So there is a chance that we could get rid of the fossil.
Well, there's a balance there, but he's not balanced. He's been there a long time. He goes back to he was a freshman senator
when Lincoln was president.
No, but he's been a senator way too long, got way too much influence. Anyway, did you see that we were talking a little bit? Well, I don't want to get. I'm editing myself as I go along here because I was thinking about adding to that discussion or something similar to it, and then it just gets to be way too political. So leave it at Ms. Chow is being investigated, and it's probably about time.
Apparently, there's a lot of loan and stuff too.
Yeah.
The financial stuff, I think, that's something that, and this happens on both sides of the aisle, but we really need to crack down on that kind of stuff, on foreign banks lending our companies money. That's another thing. They said that this construction company that her father runs received hundreds of millions of dollars from a bank run by the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, it's all of this is just so shady. I really think that we need to have much stricter whatever type of laws they would be. I don't know why we're even government contracts. Companies that have a government contract should not be allowed to have a loan from another government. That's what I think.
Well, they shouldn't be allowed to contribute to candidates. They shouldn't be allowed to do a lot of things that they do, thanks to that Citizens United ruling, which is a disaster for democracy as far as I'm concerned. The speaking of democracy, Hong Kong has been a democratic poke in the eye for the Chinese mainland and the government there. I thought it was interesting that LeBron James came out and said that he thought the people who were protesting were misinformed. And in return, they got a bunch of LeBron James jerseys and burned them. I don't know why I find that I'm tickled by that, but I am sort of tickled.
I thought he was talking about the people protesting from this side of the country.
Which side?
Us, from Americans, not the actual people in Hong Kong. I don't think he was commenting on the people protesting in Hong Kong. I thought he was talking about the people
here. Well, he did say that Daryl Morey was not educated and was misinformed. But remember, he's been supportive of the Hong Kong East, if that's whatever it is, and that's why.
It's a lot of money.
Playing basketball in China.
And he's got endorsements that come from China, too.
China
so,
too.
He's definitely not going to be one who's going to be bashing the Chinese government because that
and that's why they burned his
bank account.
Right, that's why they burned his shirt, his jersey. Japan and Singapore in the news this week because they topped the list of the most powerful passports, the best countries from which to have a passport are Japan and Singapore. The top contenders, let's understand Japan and Singapore are not exactly the most open places in the world, but apparently their passport's good. Harvey or Henley's Passport Index, which measures the access each country's travel document affords into other countries, finds that Singapore and Japan's passport topping the record because they offer access to 190 countries each. I think there are, how many countries are there on the planet? 194? Am I right about that?
Sounds about right. I think it's just around the 200 mark, just below.
Yeah. South Korea rubs shoulders with Finland and Germany in second place, with citizens of all three of those countries able to access 188 jurisdictions around the world. Finland has benefited from recent changes to Pakistan's formerly highly restrictive visa policy, now offers electronic travel authority to citizens of 50 countries, including Finland, Japan, Spain, Malta, Switzerland, the UAE, but not to the U.S. or to England, which I find interesting. The countries of Denmark, Italy, Luxembourg hold third place in the index. Visa-free or visa-on-arrival access to 187 countries. France, Spain, and Sweden are in fourth slot with a score of 186. 5 years ago, our country and England topped the rankings. Both countries have now slipped down to sixth place, the lowest position either has held since 2010. And maybe part of this has to do with Brexit. What do you think?
For the UK, Brexit is definitely throwing that ranking into question, because we don't know what's going to happen and how, what access they will have or what access they might lose by not being in the EU. Yeah. But what does, there is no answer though. Why is the United States isn't tied to Brexit? So why, how come the United States doesn't have access to all those other countries?
I don't know, but I'd like to have.
Does that stem from the Axis of Evil of George W.? Does it go back that far?
It may go back to the Iraqi War. Because countries in the Middle East just kind of kicked us out or made it very difficult to go there. I would like to have a passport from another country just because I'd like to have another. It's not easy to get. In some countries, you got to buy your way in. I know some people have two or three passports who have. There are some people who have, Uri Geller's an example, my friend from Israel has an American passport, an English passport, and an Israeli passport.
Right? Yeah.
He lived in America for a long time, lived in England. His children are both have Israeli and American passports because they were born here in America. And so I don't know how to get them. I actually once long time ago saw an ad in a magazine to get
And
I followed up on it just for the heck of it to see what would happen. And it was, well, I mean, you had to give them $40,000 and yada, yada, yada. But
thank God
worth.
You didn't do that.
Yeah, right. Well,
an ad in a magazine for a passport? Where do you come up with this stuff?
Listen, it comes to me. It's amazing what I'm attracting here. At 44 past the hour, in a moment, what happens to Felicity Huffman now?
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins hosts INST's first ever cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. 12 modern-day working cowboys, both men and women from across America, compete head-to-head to win this 6-episode week-long event. Contestants put their diverse real-world cowboy skills to the test in team challenges that determine how well they work together, and individual challenges that prove who can rise above. The danger they face is real. The stakes are high. In the end, only one will ride off a winner, earning the coveted Ultimate Cowboy belt buckle and a prize of a lifetime. We spoke with Trace Adkins about this exciting new series.
When the camera is on, I don't care who you are. When that red light comes on that camera, it changes things. Maybe it's just a mundane task that you have done 1,000 times or something that you may do every day. But then somebody yells action and let's go, and the cameras come on and it changes. And I've seen it. I've felt it myself. And so, yeah, absolutely. Those cameras and those microphones change everything. And it's just one extra hurdle that is put in front of these cowboys. It's something they have to deal with that they're not used to dealing with.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins on his new INSP Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Monday, October 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's more at INSP.com or UltimateCowboyShowdownTV.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, so what's the story with Felicity Huffman? In case you didn't know, she's reporting to prison to begin that serious, horrible 14-day sentence for her role in the college admission scandal. The desperate housewife star, as she's always described, she's the first of the 30 parents who are charged that actually is serving time, Lori Loughlin. I asked the question before. I wondered how many of these people were friends, because they came from the same circle. It doesn't appear that Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman know each other. They probably do now, but they didn't know each other before. But to look at her picture and facial expression and think about how nonsensical it is for her to go to jail for 14 days and all the brouhaha and the media attention. She's going to the Northern California prison and will be in a highly, as the description here is, highly regimented schedule. What does that mean? What is she's going
to
work out?
I guess they have to,
for,
like, get up at 6 and then they have to make their bed and... I don't know. It seems like it's
5 a.m. It's 5.
Yeah. So it sounds like that's not as easy as what the situation and Michael Cohen have, because Michael Cohen plays tennis every day.
Yeah.
And the situation worked out and lost 40 pounds. So I think maybe she's in a... I don't know why, but maybe...
See, they lights out at 9 p.m. and then you got to get up at 5 a.m. Uses her waking hours to, quote, participate in a wide array of required programs and activities. I'm looking at a handbook that is used by inmates, and what she's going to have, she'll have to do what every other inmate does for the 14 days. I just feel I'm annoyed because I'm paying for this, and she should be paying for it. Her husband or whoever, they should. Why the hell should we be paying for this? There's no reason in the world. It's wrong. One of the wrong things wrong with our system. We get penalized when people do bad stuff. 10 before the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Time for Warren Eckstein to strut his stuff here on the DJB program. Warren is the host of the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com and you can hear all these animals do their thing. I actually was just talking with the ladies about what the youngsters like on the farm. One of the things they like the most are the goats. The goats. We have actually two roosters that make it seem like an authentic farm. What's a farm without a rooster crowing? Right, Warren?
I agree 100%. And yeah, goats are amazing animals. And look at all the goats now that are being used for yoga practice. All,
yeah.
I just had another release. Come on, Warren, why don't you get involved with our yoga
goat
and
yoga.
Our goats. I'll hang out with the goats. The yoga, you can
right. You can do that. I was looking at an ad for a boarding place called Dogtopia. And I was wondering about dogs and how well they're treated in some of these places. Have you... Or do you on the Pet Show, or have you over the years focused on boarding or spas for dogs, daycare, what people need to look for when they are contracted? Because a lot of people have their dogs walked. I have on the farm, we have Doggy Dates, which is a company that brings dogs in from all over this area. Actually, Daisy goes down every day and spends an hour running around with the dogs down there. And I like them because they pay attention to what the dogs, they give the dogs, they encourage them, they move them, a little exercise, a lot of exercise, and they get along. I think that's kind of cool. But I wonder about how people judge where they might, if they want daycare for the dog, how do they know it's the right place?
Well, you know, years ago, I ran the largest boarding facility in New York on Long Island. It had as many as 100 dogs on any given day. And the most important thing that you can do is to not only to check out the facility. I went to a facility not too long ago here in Los Angeles, a multi-million dollar facility. And when I went inside, it looked really pretty. It looked really beautiful, but it was blah in terms of the people that were working there.
Right. There was no excitement over the animals themselves.
No excitement. And it's a job. Listen, when you're working with animals, there's no such thing as a job. It's either a passion or get out of it. That's the way it has to be.
Uh-huh.
So one of the first things you need to do is inspect the facility, of course. Make sure that they ask the right questions, like, can we have your veterinarian's name? Is your dog up to date on its Bordetella shot for kennel cough and other type of problems? If they don't ask you, if they just accept your word for it, you might be telling the truth, but someone else's dog may not.
Right.
You separate the small dogs from the big dogs when they're playing together. There's certain types of dogs that are more active than other dogs. Are those dogs put in a different location? So you got to ask the right question. Is there a vet available 24/7 when the dog is there? And can I really get to know the people? Do you have cameras set up? Nowadays, almost a lot of these facilities have cameras set up so I can sit at home or be anywhere and watch how the dogs are behaving there. So those are the important things. And the most important thing to do is before you leave your dog at any of these places, take the dog several times. Just bring them there for a hangout, like going to the vet. Don't make it a bad experience, make it a positive experience, and just make sure there's someone there 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yep, that's very good advice. If you've had a heart attack, having a dog may help you live longer. I suppose that's not news to you, right? People have strokes, heart attacks, that sort of thing. Don't have a canine companion. A couple of studies suggest that you won't last as long as those who do have dog ownership and connection.
The stress factor. A report just came out about the decrease in stress in terms of... I was joking this week that I was talking about the opposite. I was talking about juvenile delinquent dogs. You know, what happens when your dog becomes a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting. It's a topic we should hit in a week or so, because so many dogs that wind up at shelters are kind of in those teenage years.
Yep.
And the reason for that is people get this puppy. It's adorable. It's cute. Then all of a sudden, you know, it becomes a little bratty. Selective hearing. Doesn't remember its basic training.
Right.
But they become really bratty, just like teenage kids can. And so, very often, those are the dogs that wind up at shelters. So I often talk to people about the concept of, you'll get through that, I promise you'll get through those years. But it's really an important thing to make sure whoever or wherever you're going to take your dog or your cat, it's a facility that is a place that you would want to stay.
Yeah, right. I thought it was interesting, the heart attack thing. People who have a dog, 33% lower risk of death after they've had a heart attack.
It just makes common sense. I mean, when you have a heart attack or some type of illness like that, being stress-free and calm is really one of the best ways to heal. So having a dog or a cat, there's no other time in my life. I can relax, I can sit and I can watch TV, listen to the radio, listen to the Doug Steffen show. However, nothing in my life alleviates stress as much as just sitting around with my pets and hanging out with them. And I think that's why the lowering of anxiety and stress and heart attacks.
After I've had a long day at the office, I come home, fix my dinner, may turn on the television set, and Daisy jumps right up and sticks her nose under my arm. And she'll look at me and roll upside down. It's just the sweetest thing. So something to remember how stress-relieving dogs and cats are. Thank you, Warren Eckstein from the Pet.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.